Force Commander, who is the chief of the forces, in collaboration with the Somali National Forces or National Army. There are consultations that are ongoing. I cannot have the details because it entails military operation. So they will be consulting to see how together, and also with the troops from all the other troop contributing countries, how they can possibly fill in that gap.
Does AMISOM have the capacity to take up the Ethiopian positions?
Yes, the capacity is there. It's a matter of how to determine the priorities. This is an issue of priority. So I'm sure that the force commander, with his other contingent commanders on the ground, once they meet, they will determine what type of deployment to make in those two regions.
There was a recent Ethiopian pullout from the town of Hodor, and the El-Shabaab quickly retook the town. Obviously, there must be a concern that similar things might happen in other areas that Ethiopian troops currently occupy.
Yeah, that's why I just mentioned that there are consultations. So there will be a wide strategy that will be put in place to kind of try to have a type of remedy for some eventualities. As you just said, this type of thing can happen anytime. So I know that will be part of the force commander's strategy. And once he meets with all his commanders, they will design something so that in the future such thing can be prevented.
What sort of timetable are you expecting for the Ethiopian withdrawal?
I cannot speak for the Ethiopian. I don't know what type of measure they have put in place or what their plans are. So I cannot know exactly what the timetable are. But I'm sure that at the strategic level, the African Union principal maybe will have some type of discussion or consultation with the Ethiopian government.
Will the militia forces, the Somali militia forces that are currently aligned to the Ethiopian forces, will they enter into discussions with AMISOM or the Somali government so that you can coordinate how they can take part in the future in defending against El-Shabaab?
It is a possibility because the main goal here or the endeavor in Somalia is an inclusive one. So we work with our allied forces and partners, those who collaborate or cooperate with the Somali federal government, those can be aligned to the African Union's actions in Somalia.
Is there maybe the possibility of the AMISOM force being augmented temporarily to take up the Ethiopian positions, maybe?
As you know, we had our last troop increase through the resolution 2036, and the most recent one did not talk about any immediate augmentation. I think the current capacity, once all the full deployment is done, you know, is supposed to be at 17,731. That was the capacity that was authorized by the UN last year in February of 2012. So I'm not foreseeing any immediate one, but if condition required that there should be some type of talk with New York, that can be decided. But for the time being, I think the force commander will put in place a strategy that will utilize what is currently have as forces.
Are you concerned that this may act as some kind of boost to morale for the El-Shabaab group?
I cannot speak for the Al-Shabaab in terms of morale, but you know, I can assure you that AMISOM, the African Union, in collaboration with the Somali federal government, will do what it takes to ensure that there is security in those regions and also in Somalia. As you know, in the last couple of years, the focus was on Mogadishu and all the surrounding area. That was a very good success story. And now we are in phase two with expansion into all four sectors.